The Sports Day Adventure. It was a bright and cheerful morning, the kind of day where the sun painted the sky with hues of orange and gold, making everything seem like it was bursting with excitement. Today was no ordinary day. It was sports day at school, and the entire campus was alive with energy. The sports field, usually quiet and peaceful, was transformed into a vibrant spectacle with colorful banners fluttering in the breeze. Students chatting excitedly and teachers preparing the track and field for the big event. Among the excited crowd was Richa, a bright and determined girl with an infectious smile. Richa wasn't just excited about the day, she was also a little nervous. For weeks, she had been practicing for the 100-meter sprint. And now, the moment had arrived. Her friends, all equally eager, were gathering around her, cheering her on. Richa was always the one who encouraged others. But today, she needed a bit of encouragement herself. "You've got this, Richa. You've been training hard for this moment," said Anya, one of her closest friends, giving her a thumbs up. Richa nodded and took a deep breath. She had always loved running, but this year's sports day felt different. It wasn't just about winning for her. It was about proving to herself that she could do something special. As the day unfolded, the air filled with sound of cheers, claps, and the occasional whistle. There were many events, races, relays, long jump, tug of war, and even a fun three-legged race. But for Richa, the most important event was the 100-meter sprint. Her friends were scattered across various events, but they all came together to watch Richa's race. She stood at the starting line, her heart pounding in her chest, but she refused to let her nerves get the better of her. She had trained hard, and today she was ready. The other runners lined up beside her. There was Priya, the speedster, who had always been the favorite to win, and Rohit, the quiet and determined athlete who could surprise anyone on a good day. Richa knew this was going to be tough, but she was determined to give it her all. loud blast of whistle echoed across the field, signaling the start of the race. Richa's legs shot forward and she felt the wind rush against her face as she focused on the track ahead. The noise from the crowd faded into the background as her mind focused only on one thing: crossing the finish line first. She could hear the steady thump of feet pounding the ground behind her. She could sense Rohit and Priya gaining speed, but she refused to look back. Her coach had always told her that looking back was a distraction. It was about focusing on the finish line, one step at a time. Richa's breath was steady, her legs moving in rhythm with the beat of her heart. As she reached the halfway mark, she could feel the heat of race building up. Priya was right beside her, but Richa could feel herself pushing harder and faster towards reaching the finishing line. And then, in an instant, something unexpected happened. Her foot caught on a small uneven patch of track and she stumbled. For a brief moment, it felt like everything was going in slow motion. The world seemed to tilt and her body began to lose balance. It was one of those moments where she felt like the time had stopped and she could either fall or find a way to recover. Richa's mind raced. She remembered the countless hours she had spent practicing, the sacrifices she had made to get here. She remembered her coach's advice: if you fall, get back up. If you get tired, keep pushing. With sheer determination, Richa straightened herself up and pushed through the pain. She could feel her muscle burning, but she refused to let that be the end. Her legs were like fire, but her heart was like ice, cool and steady, focused on one thing: the finish line. She could hear the cheers of her friends shouting her name. That gave her an extra burst of energy. Priya had already surged ahead, but Richa wasn't giving up just yet. She dug deep, her feet flying across the track with renewed strength. With every step, she felt the finish line drawing closer, and the crowd's excitement built to crescendo. And then, with a final push, Richa crossed the line. She didn't win the first place. Priya had managed to pull ahead in the last few seconds, but Richa didn't care as she stopped, breathing heavily, a broad smile spread across her face. She had finished the race, and more importantly, she had overcome the obstacle that had threatened to make her stumble. Her friends rushed to her side, lifting her up in celebration. "You did it, Richa. You are amazing," Anya said, her voice full of admiration. Richa laughed, wiping the sweat from her forehead. "I didn't win, but I gave it my best. That's what matters, right?" said Richa. Just then, the principal, Mrs. Deshmukh, walked over to congratulate the runners. "Richa, that was a remarkable effort," she said warmly. "You showed incredible perseverance. Remember, it's not always about winning. It's about doing your best and never giving up." Richa beamed with pride, her heart swelling with happiness. She had learned something today, not just about racing, but about life. Success wasn't always about being the fastest or the best. It was about resilience, about pushing through, even when the odds seem against you. The rest of the day was filled with fun and excitement. Richa's team won the relay, and even though she didn't win the sprint, she felt like she had accomplished something even greater. The sports day wasn't just about medals or trophies. It was about the journey, the friends, and the lessons learned a long way. As the sun began to set and the final events wrapped up, Richa sat down on the grass, her legs sore, but her spirit soaring. She looked at her friends, laughing and celebrating, and she realized that this day wasn't just about the races. It was about finding strength within herself and the support of those around her that made her feel like a true champion. "Next year," Richa thought, "I'll be ready. And no matter what happens, I'll give it my best. That's what makes every race worthwhile." And with that, Richa knew today wasn't just a race. It was an adventure. a lesson and a memory that would stay with her forever.